Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, share number 18, share for women. Rotorsky, we're sharing some of his wisdom from his books. And one of the big tzaddikim dreamt that he was in Gan Eden, in paradise. And he went into a room in Gan Eden, which did not have any ornaments, nothing fancy. He just saw several tzaddikim learning Torah, and he was surprised. That's all there is to Gan Eden. And then he heard a voice call to him and said that you are making an error if you think that these sages are in Gan Eden. The Gan Eden are in the sages themselves. Here on earth, people search for that touch of Gan Eden or a certain tainug. They may go on vacation resorts. They may go on ocean cruises to relax. Nothing wrong with that, but it's very rare to feel that inner comfort and serenity, even in the best of vacations. If not consciously, then unconsciously, there's a knowledge that in a few days or weeks, you're going to be returning to the stresses and even worries of everyday life. Again, it's still very, very important. You need those mental breaks, and you do it L'Shem Shemayim, it's a beautiful thing. To take those days off and enjoy those things. There's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. It's actually very, very good. But nevertheless, it's not like you're free. That's not what creates your inner peace. To be free from all tension, we need to have that inner peace within ourselves, which is more important than a change of place. So again, sometimes you need a change of scenery, that's fine. But overall, what a human being needs to learn is that they could that wherever they go, they take themselves with them, and it's what's within them that has to feel that Gan Eden. It's what's within them that has to feel that inner peace. Now, first, the person tries to control life and thinks that he or she is full control of their destiny. They can't have inner peace. There'll always be anxiety of the desired outcome that you want. A billionaire, a multi-billionaire, was once asked how much money is enough, and the billionaire responded, just a bit more, which means they'll never be satisfied. Even billions of dollars cannot provide tranquility. Therefore, to learn how to acquire that inner peace is to learn about emuna, about bitachin, to recognize what Hashem does is for our good, and little by little, we daven and pray and work through our inner work to bring Gan Eden into this world and into our hearts, into ourselves. And that will carry us to the Gan Eden in the next world, as is Hashem. So that's one aspect. There is a Gan Eden within us, an inner peace within us. That's what we need to strive for. That's what we need to daven for and aspire to. Another aspect that he talks about is to be a Yehudi, gratitude. Jews are called Yehudim. The whole Megillah is full of Jews having a reference as being called Yehudim. The name is derived from Yehuda, Yaakov's son, who was the father of Shevet Yehuda. Why was the name of this particular Shevet Yehuda, why was that chosen to term Yidden, Jews, Yehudim? And Rav Nachum Mendel from Kutsk said that Yehuda comes from the root of Haidah, gratitude. He was given that name because of his mother's Haidah, Leah, when she had her fourth child. She said, "Apam oides Hashem, now I must be grateful to Hashem." The Medrash says that Leah knew Alpi Nevuah, that Yaakov was to have 12 sons. Yaakov had four wives. Initially, it was thought that each wife would have three sons. So Leah had a fourth son now. So she said, "This time I must be grateful to Hashem because he has given me more than my share." Yes, we keep mitzvahs. We do keep mitzvahs, but like the Chazal say, in order to do the mitzvah of mezuzah, Hashem first enabled us to have a house, a home. We cannot give meiser unless Hashem gives us money or grain to give meiser from. We cannot do a bris milah unless Hashem gave us a son. We need to be grateful for things Hashem has given us in order to follow His commandments. So the name Yehuda represents an awareness that Hashem is bountiful. Hashem gives us even more than we deserve. And each Yid should feel this way, and each Yid should therefore be a Yehudi full of Hakaras HaTov. Actually, the first thought that we said in this shir about having inner peace and Gan Eden within yourself, and the second, that it's a separate chapter, that he talks about Yehudi and Hakaras HaTov, go really hand in hand. Because it's the Yehudi aspects, it's the grateful aspects, it's the Hakaras HaTov aspects, that is the Gan Eden in our heart. That is the true reality of what creates inner peace. Hashem, you give me an abundance of beautiful, beautiful things beyond my measure. How grateful I am to you. We can do this, and this is a challenge because all of us have problems. Some of us have serious problems. There are things that we do lack, and we could focus on the negative, and it's not always easy not to. There's no question about that. But the bottom line is that the gratefulness overrides things, and the gratefulness creates a certain sweetening of judgments that even the difficulties become blessings over time. Now, while things are happening that are difficult, we need to understand that it's for our good. Sometimes there is something called bitter medicine, right? A person shouldn't say it's bad, but Rav Moshe Kobrin used to say this, just say it's bitter. Some medicines are bitter. It tastes terrible. You know, anyone who has a child, when they have to like choke down that medicine so the kid should feel better, it's a difficult nisayon. People do suffer serious pains, severe losses. It is not always easy. It's not always simple. But that bitterness, even now, is life-saving. And then when we work through it, and we still, despite that bitterness that we sometimes experience, are able to still see the good things and focus on the gratitude of the good things, the things that are going well with our life, or seeing the good points, and that fills our consciousness, that's how we put the Gan Eden inside, within us. And that is the idea. We sometimes have dark parts of our lives, but when we sense the hope that we have within it, right? The Baal Shem Tov used to say that the Hester Panim, the difficulty of the generation, is not just that Hashem is concealed, it's that His concealment is concealed, meaning we are lost to the fact that Hashem is concealed. It's a dark cloud within a dark cloud. Just not aware of how much Hashem is needed in our lives and to turn to Him. But everything comes from Hashem. And we need to not be afraid of obstacles in our way. We need not to be afraid of how we are going to overcome challenges. We have to do our best. Hashem gave us the ability. I think part of the problem is that we don't feel empowered. We think that this is the way we are and we cannot change. We lack the faith in recognizing that Hashem put you on this world. Hashem gave you the ability to accomplish what you need to accomplish. Sometimes we think we can't because we have failures and disappointments and obstacles, but within that there is success. We keep at it. We keep trying. We do the best we can. We move forward. Life is about lech lishalom. You strive to complete. You work hard to get to that point. We can never be fully there. We have to try to work very hard to achieve it, but we can't always be there. We can't always feel fully accomplished or that we have all our goals set, but we have to try and yearn towards it. So to summarize the few very important points in this year is to recognize that inner peace and Gan Eden is not out there, it's within us. Again, there's nothing wrong with having a vacation. There's nothing wrong with enjoying a beautiful sunrise and a sunset and getting away from the stresses of life. That way, a change of pace is healthy. But ultimately, the goal is to have that inner peace within us, the Gan Eden within us. Then we explained that a lot of it is the gratitude. looking at the good side, looking at the tremendous chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, that even though now the bitter medicine is bitter, it's still for our good. And ultimately Hashem will help, that we'll recognize and actually not feel it, that it's bitter anymore. There's always hope within darkness. We cannot allow obstacles to hinder us. And we need to recognize that as long as we're striving towards becoming better, ultimately, little by little, Hashem will, we will see the changes within us that come gradually, but ultimately we will feel more that Hakaras HaTov and that joy and that inner peace coming into our lives and into our hearts, that we should actually experience that level of Gan Eden in our world. Bracha v'atzlacha.